There was once a woman in the barracks of Auschwitz. And in the barracks of Auschwitz, we all know that it was something unimaginable. It was Gehenim on this earth. Every moment was filled with hunger, pain, starvation, malnutrition, things which Baruch Hashem, we literally can't picture. It's literally a nightmare because it's not any reality that we know. Unfortunately, there are people now, the hostages who Baruch Hashem have been released, who did experience this reality. But to the 99.99999% of the world and the Jewish people, this is just a nightmare. But it was real to these people in Auschwitz. It was real to the hostages. Now, there's a story where they all slept on, obviously, these horrible sleeping boards. It was very uncomfortable, disgusting, and everyone was cramped in. And you would be being, in your very minimal time of sleep, you would be being crushed by the other people. But they would sleep anyway because there was no choice. That's what they had. However, in the woman's barrack in Auschwitz, near one of the windows, there was one dirty mattress. And once in every 2 months, you had an opportunity to get somewhat of a peaceful sleep, if we can call it that. And there was a teenage girl named Chaya Fessler, who was a lot stronger and more vigorous than the other women, because she had just been mature enough and strong enough to make the cut to be a working girl. But on the other hand, she was still so much younger and more and had more vitality and strength than everyone. So that means that she was able to weather the storm a lot more. She was able to do more. And there was a middle-aged woman named Blanca Kurtz. And Blanca Kurtz came up to her and said, "Listen, I know it's your night, but you're so much stronger than everyone else. And there's a sickly older woman who's unfortunately she's dying. We don't know how much time she has left. But if she sleeps in the bed tonight, it's going to make the biggest difference for her. I can't ask anyone else because everyone else is also weak. You are the only person I could ever think I could ask. And it came out that she needs the bed on your night. Will you do it?" Now you could imagine how this tore Chaya apart. We can't imagine that what it would be to crave sleeping on a thin mattress, thinner than any mattress that we could ever imagine. You know, we all need, you know, you're in Israel, you need the American mattress. If you get those like futons, it's not good. And if you're in America, maybe you need a waterbed, whatever it's gonna be, all the different types of mattresses that we go to, all the mattress store, Mattress King. And they were craving maybe something with a little bit of hay. We can't picture them, we never should, but Be'ez Hashem, no one should ever have to think of such a thing. And as the hours got close to the time of sleep, she's toying back and forth, back and forth. And she realized that Hashem put her in this condition, that she has more strength than other people. This was her challenge. This was her test. And she gave up her spot to this elderly woman, which was a harder test than anything we could imagine. And when she went to her friends, they all gave her hugs and kisses and celebrated with her that she had done such an unbelievable chesed, brought a light into the darkest times. And when she did that, they went to sleep. Shortly after, the Nazis had gotten in a drunken stupor and they were fighting with each other outside and screaming and yelling, and the women were petrified. One of the Nazis pulled out his gun and he started shooting. And some of the bullets flew into the barracks. And unfortunately, one of them flew right by that mattress, by the open window, and unfortunately killed the elderly, sickly woman. Chaya realized that time she was saved due to her chesed. If she would have been selfish, if she would have looked at that little encapsulated thing and said, "Okay, I want something, I need something, Chayecha Kodmin, my life comes first," her life would have been last. Her life would have been the first to go. And Baruch Hashem, she lived. How did she get the strength to do this? How did she have any level to be able to overcome in the most challenging circumstances and care for someone else? And the answer is that when we go through this world, there's two ways to perceive things. There's the way to perceive things in the physical. Look what's in front of me. Look what I need. Look what I have. Where is it going? And then there's the deeper look of life, which is that this world is just a mask. and Hashem's running everything. And the only thing which helps me in this world is Torah, mitzvahs, trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you are in Auschwitz, you can see death and destruction and take that as your life. Or what you can do is you can realize the world cannot be a place of death and destruction. The world has to be something much more. And therefore, it was much easier for her to peel back the mask of reality, to peel back existence and see the true existence. And when you live on that existence, the existence that runs the world is our ma'asim tovim, our zechuyos, like the bracha of Yaakov was, that when you are up, when you are up in ruchnius, you'll be up in gashmius. When you are succeeding spiritually, you will succeed physically, which is the whole bracha of Ayim Shemaya. Our reality is dependent upon one thing, which is that we peel back the mask of reality and we see the true light behind and underneath everything. And that's what Chaya did. That's what gave her strength.